I'm going to start this episode by saying I'm sorry there wasn't an episode last week. There wasn't an episode because we were painting the whole house and basically all the furniture was in this room, so I couldn't record.
Yeah.
That and, well, no, that is actually the only reason.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, I'm here. I'm Preston. I'm here with
Yeti Endo.
And
hold on, let me look at my fucking notes.
You had all this time to prepare.
I know, but like,
you didn't memorize it?
No, Freckles.
What's your name, sir?
All right. Two to the one, from the one to the three. I like good honey and I like good bees. It's me, Abram. What's up?
That wasn't bad. Nice. That was good.
Yeah,
that wasn't bad. And we've got an episode. Yeah. Halloween's done. No more spookiness. No more ghost stories.
Maybe sad.
Yeah, I was. What, that made you sad?
Yeah, like the day after Halloween ended, like I wanted more spooky. Like I didn't feel like I got to enjoy October.
Yeah,
I enjoyed Halloween, but just the whole month, it didn't feel like enough for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Really.
It went by hella fast.
Mmm.
What would have made it better?
Just hanging in there, I guess.
I don't know. Like, I guess more like get-togethers and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like I only got like one thing. Okay, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I could see that. You know, okay. This is one thing I've been wanting to say. Yeah. I've noticed, because I edit these episodes, right? So I notice what we all say and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't really say it that much in the Halloween episode, but I noticed that every now and then I just say, yeah. Like, I say, yeah. Like, I don't need to say yeah at certain times. Like, when you were just saying your Halloween thing, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, are you having a good day? Yeah. You were just saying, yeah, so in Halloween, it was, like, fun, and I was doing my thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say yeah. This episode, I'm not going to say yeah. If I say yeah,
I'm going to get the water bottle, and I'm going to spray you with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be paying attention like a hawk.
Yeah, paid. Okay, first of all, I just said, you have to.
Bro,
there's good yes, okay? It's not just if I say the word. It's if I said.
Really?
As a filler, if I say it as a, it's my version of going, okay? It's my version of going, when I do the podcast, I notice that. I do that sometimes. Like, if I, you can tell if I haven't really thought about an episode or if I'm just not fully interested, if I just start going, yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Like, I am interested. I am interested. Don't get me wrong. It's just my default response is to be like, I should say something so that way they know I'm listening.
I feel like I do a lot of the yes too, so.
I don't think you do.
I swear I did it right before you said it.
Like, it's okay. We're just hyper aware of it. Now we might not. I'm just saying. Let's keep this in mind.
We're just gonna be like
going
just
forward.
Completely quiet when someone's talking. We're just gonna like just be fucking laser focused on everything everyone's saying.
Mm-hmm. I'm just nodding my head.
Do you agree?
I'm nodding my head. Yes. I wanted to talk about this in the Halloween episode, but I forgot to say it then.
Mm-hmm.
But for the first time ever, they did a kidney transplant with a pig and a human.
Okay, so
they took a pig kidney and put that into a human.
And it was
hooked and up it home. Worked.
Okay. Interesting. I have a lot of questions first, but
that's awesome, bro.
Man,
I'm sorry. No. Give me the.
You're gonna walk around saying like, "Yo, I got like, I'm the first person to ever like have something in a pig."
You got an animal. You got an animal body part put inside you, and it works.
Yeah, because usually that's like a really complicated procedure, and
because you know your cells are like, no, I don't mess with that shit.
Yeah, like you have to have the right blood type, I think, or something like that.
You gotta have the whole right everything.
But like a pig, like.
It's impressive.
So, yeah.
It's scientifically amazing that you could take what you'd eat for breakfast, but use it to save your life.
Yeah.
Eating.
Bacon, kidney. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It is amazing.
It is amazing.
It's amazing.
What would be, what animal part would, if a certain body part of yours was failing, what animal would you want to take?
Horse cock.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing too.
You guys, you motherfuckers. That was going to be my joke. That was what I was going to say. No. We all had the same idea.
Yeah.
That's the
But I said it first. Yeah, you didn't even finish asking.
God damn it. That's why I brought up this thing, because I was going to be like, yeah, I'd take a horse penis. But damn it.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what they say? Great minds think alike.
You know, echidnas, they have one penis, but it has four heads.
A what?
Echidna, like, you know, Sonic, that? You know, the Sonic characters, Knuckles, the red guy.
Yeah.
He's an echidna.
What is an echidna?
Fucking. That's a. It's hard.
Let me see.
Yeah, you can look it up.
How
but
do you
like,
spell it?
Echidna.
Echidnas. Echidna. Oh, okay.
Now look up echidna penis.
Oh,
you don't want that in your search history.
I'll do it for sake of
you're
science.
You're gonna be on a watch list. Guys looking up echidna penis.
Scientists unravel mystery of echidna's bizarre four-headed penis.
I told you.
I don't know if I should go to images. I did. I regret it.
Yo,
I was right.
Show me the phone.
Were they lying?
It looks like. No, you weren't lying, but.
Interesting. So how does that work? Well, is that just them or
dude, it was really red. It was really red looking. Yeah. It looked like a rooster.
Yeah.
The thing on top of a rooster. It was like that, but down there.
Nice. Well, right.
You said wow. Nice.
Wow. Okay.
You flustered, flabbergasted from this? Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely an experience to go through.
Yeah.
Four times at once, yeah.
It's dude death for real. Like, it's just like, let's not think about this.
Yeah, I don't. I well, dude, I have looked up the picture.
Yeah.
And now it's fresh in my mind.
I have more penis facts, but
is
I think
that
that's
what you're going to see when you go to sleep.
Just one per episode, I think.
I don't even think we should do one per episode. I mean, we're already here. Hit us with another one.
All right. I just all at the same time. So there's the ducks, right? They have corkscrew kind of penises. Like, it shoots out of them, and it, like, because. So female ducks have like cavernous vaginas, like they have different caves.
Yeah.
Because
they used to get raped by ducks.
Yeah. So they don't always want to get pregnant, you know.
Yeah.
So the ducks have evolved to have
not
a
used
penis.
To. They still do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
In the '60s,
duck rape used to be really bad back then. They're good now. Yeah. They learned. They're new age gentlemen.
Yep. No. So the penis just like it will just shoot up in there and just like. Just crawl through, I guess.
Like a maze.
It's like 9 inches of duck dick. It's like just... And that's how it works.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have any more facts, but I think I've given too many.
I'd be amazed if you... I mean, I knew the duck one.
Yeah.
I knew the duck one.
I didn't.
Because I learned that in, like, geography, I think.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason.
Why would they teach you in geography?
No, it was just
like this is what Mexico looks like.
No,
No,
it wasn't like that. It was just random conversation about animals in geography class. So
mm-hmm.
That was just where I gained it. It wasn't because of the subject. It was just where it was.
Yeah.
Right place, right time to learn about it, you know?
Yeah.
You guys have any interesting facts about vaginas?
Only the duck ones.
Only the duck
ones?
Yeah,
that one's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I don't have any.
I think kangaroos have multiple. I think they have multiple vaginas. I don't know.
Well, there's a... I'm trying to think of...
Fernando's so interested in this whole thing.
I don't know what
I
the animal is.
I was about to say some weird shit. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was... No, like, that's bad. Like, I can't...
Okay. Yeah, don't worry. We won't get you in trouble about animals.
We're talking about animals.
Yeah, we're talking about animals.
Oh, okay, because you just said vaginas.
Well, I guess I did just say vagina. So, I mean, humans are animals.
Yeah, we are animals.
But I guess we don't think of ourselves as animals.
No. Nah, like.
Isn't that interesting?
I think we're very, self-involved, and I don't know. Like, we see the things we do as like next level, which it is like. Dolphins are smart, but can they make a poster of Preston's graduation? Like, I don't think so.
No.
But, like, we look at our homes and stuff, you know, with a different way than we look at, like, their, like, beehives. You know, like, a beehive is, like, really intricate and shit.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like kind of the same, like, you know, concept, but we're just way better at it.
Yeah, we have phones.
Yeah, which is like just fucking next level. Like, I think that's crazy.
I think that's a big. No, I was gonna say because we have technology, that's like why we have like this ego of like, fuck you animals. We're top shit. But then I realized if we go back in time about in like Gladiator time or like all that, they probably thought they were above animals.
Yeah, like the first.
Not every culture. You know, some cultures they're like, they look at certain animals with respect, but others would be like, I'm number one, bitch.
Yeah, we can make fire on purpose. Like, that's a big deal, but
yeah,
a lot of stuff like that we do is like fucking stupid, and we think that it's like, that's different from what animals do because, like, we're humans. Humans don't do animal shit, but like, we definitely fucking do it.
No, dude. I see people, like, laughing at something so simple or just, like, something that is so small. And mm-hmm. I'll notice that and I'll be like, that's some animal shit right there. That's just some.
Yeah, that's, like.
Animal mentality.
Yeah, I agree. Like, some primate, like.
Yeah. It's got a fucking simpleton laughing at farts and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you think of them as animals?
Not what? No, I'm not. No, I don't. I know I do like some animalistic stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
We all do.
I actually laughed at this one piece of wood fitting perfectly with a. I don't know how to describe it, but it just fits so perfectly, like a shape.
Yeah, and it made you laugh? Just
laughed.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's some cool shit. And all it was hell yeah. Was him just putting a piece of wood down that fit so perfectly.
Nice.
And I was like, yes.
That's fun. That's hilarious.
That's so cool. Yes. I just remember something, like, so we're not, like, we don't really have a topic right now. I remember when we were, like, in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It was sixth grade.
Yeah.
You had this thing where you would say, bow chicka bow wow. Like, it's just the thing you like to do.
I remember saying that.
Oh yeah.
Bow chicka bow wow.
Yeah.
You remember the insane in the membrane. Insane.
I remember that song.
Preston would always just go around.
Oh, for real?
That was in video games. I would say that in video games.
Oh, you just said that online?
Yeah, online, okay. I think.
No, but one time you were doing the announcements. And so you did the announcements, whatever, and then you said it. At the end, you were just over the fucking speaker. Bow chicka bow wow. And you came back to class. Like, we thought it was funny. Like, we laughed and stuff. And the teacher was like, Preston, that's inappropriate. Like, you don't remember that?
I don't remember getting into I just remember being like, bow chicka bow wow. Like, just, yeah. Just saying that.
Yeah, you would say it all the time. And then you came to class, and then the teacher was like, don't fucking do that again, you fuck. And then we were like, what the... Because you asked the principal, she said it was fine.
Yeah.
But the teacher was like, had a stick up her ass for some reason. Yeah,
what a gangster.
Yeah, I kind of... So, wow, I actually forgot about that. I forgot that I ever would say bow chicka bow wow as a catchphrase as a kid. I didn't say it for... I said it for like maybe 1 year.
Yeah.
But I said it that year a lot.
Yeah. It was just that year.
Yeah. I got that from... the series Red versus Blue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The Halo thing.
Yeah. Because Tucker, the character Tucker, he would say, bow chicka bow wow, and he was like my favorite.
Yeah.
So
was that like the strong one that was hella stupid?
No, no. Yeah. It was the ladies man type of guy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah. Bow chicka bow wow. You ever have a catchphrase, Fernando? You ever have a catchphrase, Fernando?
You want to hear my catchphrase?
Do I have a catchphrase?
Have you ever had a catchphrase? Do you have one?
No.
Yeah, I don't remember you ever having one.
I just like go with like whoever's like just kept saying like the their phrase.
Yeah.
Like in the group or like in the whoever I'm with, and I'll just keep saying.
And then phrase. it gets you add it to your language.
Yeah, my vocabulary.
Yeah.
Just go with it.
You know what? I hate that I added to my vocabulary.
What?
For a long time, I looked down on people who said, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh.
And, like, bruh. In middle school, if someone said, bruh, I was like, this kid's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
This kid's got, like, a 1.3 GPA. He's failing in life. Eventually, not even in high school, I tried not saying it in high school, but then, like, junior year, I was like, bro, what are you talking about? And then I started saying it because people would say it so much around me that I just one day I said, bro, what are you saying?
Damn, and one day you were the culture.
Yeah. And then and then it became a little bit of part of my vocabulary and I don't like it. It's not my favorite. I don't like saying it. I don't like saying bruh. Bruh.
Yeah. I remember
she got a little flow pressing.
Nah.
She got a little flow.
At one point, bruh, like, devolved, like, into, like, bruh. Like, we just wouldn't put any effort into it. It was just, like, bruh.
Yeah. It used to be just bruh, like, hella emphasis on saying.
At first, it was bro. And then bruh. And then bruh.
I actually don't like saying bro, but I say it a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I don't like bro.
I don't like saying.
I say it when I'm mad. I call my girlfriend bro.
Actually, no, it was bro, not bruh. Sorry. It was bro. When I hear people say bro, that was that was the word, not bruh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't say bro unless I'm mad. It's just a thing that comes into my fucking head. Because, like, when you're mad, you can't think. So just whatever words can fill shit, that's what is said.
Yeah. Like, bro. How you doing today? Why don't we ever say, sis, what you doing?
Because this is a patriarchal society.
Well, let's change it.
Yeah, let's change. This is the podcast that's going to change.
Yeah, let's change society. Yeah, we're taking
let's
do it right now.
Yeah, let's change it.
Yeah, we're taking down the patriarchy. This podcast is full of men.
It's happening. You're welcome. Or also not you're welcome to whoever's against us. Which is dudes, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
People do say sis, though.
Yeah, I know. It's starting to... I feel like it's now rivaling...
Yeah, I've done that to my sister, and I was like, what's good, sis?
Yeah, I don't call my sister sis, but like...
I never used it before.
It's like a sassy thing, I think. Yeah. Like, okay, sis, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 God damn it. I did it. I said, yeah.
Okay, we got to take him out back and
just put me down. Let me... Dude, fuck. I looked at the calendar. Yeah, I looked at my phone. I saw the date, and I saw November. You know what goes down in November?
What?
That a bunch of people partake in for just 1 month.
Oh, yes. Do you want me to?
Yeah, you can say it.
Describe it. No, not November.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I was gonna say thank you to everyone.
They do that for the whole month of November.
They give.
Yeah, the way they say thank you is by not busting one.
Yeah, by not busting a nut. Yeah. I just Thanksgiving, bro.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that too. But that's not the whole month. No nut November. First of all, it sounds childish as hell for me to even for it to come out of my mouth.
That's why you made me say it.
Yeah, that's why I had you say it because I didn't want to say it. Yeah. Dude, okay, I was thinking about this, that you know how sometimes we look back in history and we're like, that was silly or that was weird of them of their society to do that?
Yeah.
No Nut November is some weird fucking shit.
It's going to be in textbooks.
This is some weird shit in society. This is like future generations are going to look at this and be like, that was fucking weird.
Yeah, like before coronavirus comes up in the textbooks, it's No Nut November.
Yeah.
And they're going to be talking about that like a bunch of men. They wouldn't shave, and they wouldn't ejaculate for an entire month.
Yeah, yeah, dude. It's
why?
Fucking
no.
And there's like people who think it's funny or like take it serious, and it's fucking weird.
Yeah,
it's
no people like weird. Do take it seriously because like it's a meme. Like even whoever fucking created it nutted. Like he didn't give a shit. I bet.
Yeah.
But like the fucking way that.
Yo, I know that they put like people in a Snapchat group in my it was like all my friends and like they all put them there and like if you lost No Nut November, you were out of the group chat. Like it was a No Nut November group chat. Like
were they like watching?
That's kind of funny.
You have to
admit it.
Honest, yeah.
Yeah, you would leave. Yo, I lost.
I wasn't in it, but leave. I know about this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. That's kind of okay. That's funny. But
I'll be the first one out of the group chat.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Like, think about it. You think President Biden knows about No Nut November? Do you think any politicians?
No, no. When definitely knows. When you get to Joe Biden's age, every day is No Nut November.
Okay.
He couldn't nut.
He's probably
if
the
he
number one
to.
Champ right now. Global.
All right, it seems this episode has a theme. We started with penis and talk, and now we're talking about semen.
Dude, you had heard my podcast, and you asked me to come on
it. Yeah, I know. I know. No, it's good. It's good. What is another... Is there another thing like No Nut November where it's just for like a month or even like a certain amount of time?
There's no shade in November, but that's still... Oh, no.
That's stupid.
So Gus and Eddie, they have a podcast, and they did No Piss January.
The fuck is that?
Yo,
how do you do that?
Don't even go into detail.
What does that
please.
Mean? No, I need to know. No. I'm curious about like just no peeing.
Just don't piss. Just don't piss or else.
I feel they like die? There were no winners past the first day, right?
Yeah, it was just a joke, but like,
okay, I was like, damn, man.
Oh my god, that's like, you'll explode. You'll explode, bro.
They'll die in a week.
Yeah, no, even in like 2 days. Like, somebody died for not peeing.
Yeah.
Like, there was a contest and somebody fucking died.
Yeah, someone died. I mean, everyone's died from something.
Yeah.
Someone's died from everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Yeah.
You don't have to doubt yourself.
Thanks, Abram.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Should we create something? Should we create a thing for a month? We gotta pick. Let's.
Is it like realistic or is it like?
Well, let's cross that road when we get there. But first, let's pick a month. What's a good? What's a month? Not
I'm really
December.
Interested in this idea, so I'll take this seriously. With the month being.
Yeah, you think of a month. It can't be December because that's Christmas. Yeah. That's holiday season.
Yeah.
I'll go with September or August. But like.
August. Let's do August. I like August. You like August,
What's
Abram?
August is fine.
I don't think so.
I feel like, I don't know, something about the syllables makes it hard to like...
August.
Yeah, like July is like, just it hits like that. November kind of too, but I don't know about August. Like,
well, exactly, that's the challenge.
Okay.
That'll be...
I'm done with August.
Yeah, because there's nothing in August, so let's make something in August. How about instead of preventing people from doing something, we make them do it? You know, because we have everything so far. It seems like, no, you can't do that. Yeah. Also in September, it's No Simp September. That's like a new thing. That's a new one.
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, that's like, it's relatively new. But I don't think people take it seriously until years later.
I really like this month idea because, you know, there's a lot of potential we can get here. Like, could this be something big? Maybe.
It could be.
And
we could start something.
What's going on in August? It has to match like the challenge. Like, it has to be tough, you know?
Yeah. What were you gonna say, Abram?
I was gonna say, like, can you be a simp if you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, isn't that like you're the simp for her?
Yeah. Like, only if you're like,
wait, what the fuck does simp
mean?
Yeah,
simp has like different things. Like, some people see it as like you'll never like be with that person, but like you're obsessed with them.
Yeah, I think it's just like you're
people simp for Pokemon. Like, that's someone I thought of.
I think, like, the definition was, like, if you, like, lower your standard to go...
I don't know. I don't think so. Okay. I think simp is just, like, you... It's like a stalker, but you're not stalking them. Like, it's not creepy.
Uh-huh.
It's just you absolutely love and adore whatever they do. That's what I think it is.
Okay, what are we doing in August?
Yeah, let's figure that out. August. We should be promoting to do something rather than no negativity, you know?
No negativity.
That's August. August doesn't sound like you would stop doing something. It sounds like you'd promote something.
Does it have to rhyme?
Not right now.
Okay.
You know, let's think of the premise and then maybe we could think of rhyming it.
Does it have to be like a healthy thing or is it just like...
No, literally anything.
Okay.
But should we have it explicit? That's the thing. Should we make it?
Is it rated R?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah? You think so? I feel like everything adult.
This is already a rated R episode.
I'm down for a challenge.
All right, let's
make this.
All right, fuck it. Something.
Left hand August.
No.
You have to jerk it with your left hand. Oh my.
No.
I don't think I've ever done that like successfully. Like never.
What do you
with
mean?
My left hand.
You just fucking.
Because I'm right-handed.
And then you're just like, this isn't working.
You never like dislocated or broke your arm or something?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm a soccer player, so everything with my leg. But no, I've
fucking
never.
Fucking just.
No, that's great.
Yo, that's flexible, man. I don't know.
Yo, hold on. Okay. All right, let's think for August. We're just gonna move past that. Abram said he can't do it with his left hand.
I can't because I'm right-handed.
Yeah. You just that uncoordinated, or just
it just
you gave up?
It feels wrong.
Okay.
You just need to practice.
It's like writing with your left hand. It just feels wrong.
Okay. All right.
I don't know, man.
No, that's okay.
You need some training, bro.
I'm not gonna show you.
No, we're not. We're not asking for that. Don't worry. I believe you. Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So August, we should. Not about masturbating.
Yeah. Fuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there like a theme that we want to go for?
It's like explicit.
Explicit.
Yeah, but like, what's like? All right, we just need one idea, and then we need to branch off from that.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna say a random idea.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You need to record yourself every day.
Okay.
The whole day.
Okay.
Okay.
All activities.
We have something to work with.
Yeah.
All recording right. yourself every day. Now let's make that explicit.
No. OnlyFans August. You post your OnlyFans every day of the month.
Yeah. Wait. That's kind of. Yeah.
What, you started OnlyFans.
OnlyFans will be fucking popping in August every year.
OnlyFans August.
But that'd be hard to start because it's just the three. The three of us.
Typical podcast.
Well, just like the other guy who came up with the November one.
Yeah.
You know, we don't partake in what we're doing. We just create the idea, put it out there, and then.
Okay. So.
Right.
Do you have a name for your fans?
No.
Okay. The typical fans will be posting every fucking August.
Yeah. Okay. August. That's actually not a bad idea. A new nude picture or nude something for the month of August.
Yeah.
It promotes
OnlyFans.
Self-confidence, I think.
Yeah.
Positivity.
Yeah,
body positivity. Positivity. And you know what? Self-expression.
Yep.
Yeah.
People finding themselves and really learning how to express themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. This can be a big movement.
See, the trouble is... That's a whole month, though.
Yeah, every day. And you can't do it twice in one day to, like, load up. You have to do it once every day.
Yeah, so think about it, a whole month, are people going to be dedicated to doing that for the month?
Like, you're at work. You're like, fuck, I got to take my picture today.
What if we change it to a day?
Okay.
Nudes only
I
August.
Feel like that's really easy. Like,
that is
no,
really
no,
easy.
November is, like, a lot harder than that.
Is it though?
No, piss November is definitely harder. I mean,
no one's done that to live to tell the tale. Yeah, I don't know.
I have another idea.
All right, let's hear it.
Let's do something where it's got to be like, you know, triable and laughable. You know, like
yeah.
Oh, no, not November. What?
Yeah.
But then there's going to be some people who are going to try it, right?
Yeah.
Who might even go all the way.
Yeah.
Would people go all the way with OnlyFans thing? With the OnlyFans thing? Like, would they even try it? I don't know.
Maybe.
So it's got to be something like,
I see
like
what
something
you're saying.
You can do, like,
something you experiment and then maybe you continue it.
Yeah.
I see that. I just don't see what it is, you know? It could be. We had the idea for like just posting like a nude picture or something, but maybe that's just not gonna work. Or maybe it can.
It's really easy to get naked though.
Is it easy to take a picture?
Well, yeah. That's the thing is, the naked part isn't what the issue is. It's the getting naked and then posting it on the internet.
It's hard to do it once. I've never done that. Hey, what's your idea?
You don't show your face. No.
No face, August.
All right, hold on. People, it's got to be something people have done before. People probably have simped before, so they're not going to try to simp. Yeah. People jerk off.
Yeah.
So people already know what that's like, so they're going to try not to jerk off. Yeah. So what do we do? No eating for a whole month.
No. That's promoting.
I don't know what to do.
Eating disorders.
Yeah, we can't do that one.
You're going to kill people.
Yeah.
That's Ramadan.
That's not bad. It was a good. Good try. You had me hooked.
I was just saying random ideas.
Yeah.
Well, what we need.
Okay, so August is just right now. We have it for just get naked.
Get naked.
That's not good. It's not good at all. It's not advertisable. It's not memeable. It's not a. Fuck this idea, man. Scrapping it. I'm scrapping it. We're throwing it away. It's not gonna work. We're a failure. I give up. Has anyone had a breakthrough? As I have said, I'm giving up.
Not that isn't masturbation related.
All right, you know what? Fuck it. Let's hear your ideas.
Well, okay, so we have no nut November. What about jack off July? Every day.
Wait, we make the whole month everyone has to jerk off? Like,
everyone.
Like what? Like a minimum? Is there like a minimum of time?
Yeah,
because
some people just do that already.
It's like the whole month, right?
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. This is sounding like a pretty easy like
challenge. Yeah, no, like, some people already do like every fucking day.
Yeah.
What about like, how much is like way too much for one day?
I know someone did it 50 times.
Yeah, I've heard.
And they died.
This is just like everyone's July already. So it's hard.
Yeah.
What about like, I don't know, because I was going to say like five, but I feel like people can
Holy
do that.
Holy fucking shit. Five times a day?
It's definitely fucking insane. You're going to hurt yourself. But like, I feel like somebody out there already does this.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. But that's like the extreme case of one person who does it like five times every day for a whole year.
We can jump it to four if you need to.
No, bro. Fucking.
What if it just goes up as the days go up?
Yeah. Shoot. Last day, 31 times.
Yeah.
Well, we know that the limit is, what, 50-something?
50-something. So 31 times. Dude.
No, one on the first day. Two on the second. And then you get to 31.
It just keeps going.
It keeps going.
But like bro, the last half of the month, you just have to the whole day.
that's like all right.
You can't right, go
I can't,
out.
I can't do anything today.
No,
just jerk it off,
dude. After 4th of July, you just have to stay home all day.
Yeah, dude. 24.
What are you looking up?
Oh, I'm doing the math, bro. On July 20th, they do it 20 times, right?
Yeah.
Then the next day, they got to do it 21 times. That's like 41 times, bro. And that's they'll 2 days.
They'll be burnt out, bro.
By the end of it, they'll do it like 1,000 times at the end of the
Dude,
month.
What if they just keep going after that? Like, they don't give up.
So they start over, and then they go to one.
They'll get addicted to that shit, bro.
Yeah.
That sounds like hell.
Yeah.
Dude, they'll be dehydrated as fuck.
Yeah. No, we gotta put out like IV bags for these two. But it can't only just be dudes though. Girls can nut too.
Hell yeah. Gender inclusive, yeah.
So they also have to
31 times 24 hours in a day. I
don't
know,
like,
bro.
The last day is just like how many times per hour is that?
Yeah,
that's like
I'd say like probably like around 40 minutes.
I honestly think they would die by day 20.
You know what? Maybe.
Day 15, I think they're dead. Cause
dude, they would have to be going at it during the night, too.
Dude.
That's like a lot. Like,
yeah.
What?
No, you don't have to
be. It becomes
be.
A fucking day job at that point. It's like,
what are you working for?
For like 10 hours.
I need a
on
vacation.
Day 25.
I need it's to like fucking the, come every day.
Like, I won, but at what cost, you know?
And then at bed, because they're so dehydrated, just at night they have the IV bag. Yeah, they're just like, when they're asleep, they're rehydrating. When they wake up, they're like, all right, dude, yeah.
What kind of lifestyle would that be? All right, I'm going to wake up and 31 times.
The thing is,
go time.
Yeah, but like, when you get to like 20, right? When you get to 20th, you can't go to sleep because you have to be, you have to use those 24 hours.
Yeah, you have
so
to.
So you can't go to sleep. You have to just be active all day.
Strategically, it's like you have to pick your times. You have to pick when and where.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well,
just
there's so many. So many, like, well, why are we talking about this, bro?
Let's just, because we're figuring this shit out.
Yeah, we're doing the math.
We're figuring out this hypothetical.
We should have got the whiteboard out here.
I know.
Do 31 divided by 24. Yeah.
Think about it. All right, let's just say average, it takes 5 minutes for each time. So 20 times five. On day 20, I feel like day 20 is like a good
average. Yeah, if
average
you're trying to not, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, and then how long is like the breather period of waiting?
It's up to you.
That's up to the person. But I would say probably like 30 minutes
between also,
each one.
Yeah, like I don't even know if, for me, if I finish once, I have to like recharge for like an hour.
Well,
like I don't know about y'all.
Well,
but
then
I can't,
you cannot succeed at this.
Yeah, this is gonna be really fucking hard.
By Preston's pace, he'd be going by 35 minutes.
By Preston's pace.
By Preston's pace, he'd be going by 35 minutes every time. And
No, you're gonna sprain your balls.
No,
like you're gonna.
That's why this is. I'm saying this is impossible. you'd die.
Yeah, but does anyone know that, Preston?
It's for Jack Off July. You have
that
to.
Was that it doesn't matter.
That was
I wouldn't partake.
That
in
was
this.
In one day. That was he died in 50. He jerked off 50 times in one day and died.
Yeah,
we're talking about the span. I mean,
yeah.
Maybe
no,
yeah,
maybe
in one day, but think 30 days.
Maybe he'll build up a tolerance or something.
No, man,
you'll get used to it, bro.
No, this isn't. It's not gonna work out.
We should move this to the month after November, so that like in November,
dude, by the first week, they're drained. they have no ammo.
No, but they've been saving it for a month.
That's not how that works.
All right, fine.
Oh my God,
we tried. But it still didn't work.
Yeah, I guess, you know what? Props to whoever came up. You know, I fucking hate that I'm about to say. Props to whoever came up with No Nut November. Because,
yeah,
you know what?
Hard.
That's a lot of energy to really create the rules and the mindset of it. Mm-hmm. We just tried. We just attempted to make a whole trend for a month.
Yeah, it got pretty weird.
It got weird. And it didn't work. And, yeah.
It worked before we put, like, you have to do it another time for every day.
Yeah, that was extreme. I don't know. Whoever said, oh, on day two, you got to do it twice. On day three, you got to do it three times.
What if it's like every week, like it goes up one.
I don't know.
1 week's one time a day.
I don't know.
Second week's two times a day.
I don't know. But you know what? This is what I have to say. I'm done talking about this.
That's fine.
let's move on to something else.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? We've been recording for it. We have an episode.
Great.
Fuck it. Thank you guys for watching and listening to Typical. This was a very explicit episode. We someone carry the outro.
I think
out.
The whole entire conversation today was like about penises after the pig thing, but it was all overall we had a great experience here. This was a typical podcast and we're out.
Two to the one from the one to the three. I like good honey and I like good bees. Smoke so much weed you wouldn't believe. And I get more ass than a toilet seat. Mic drop.
We just talked about dicks this whole episode. God damn.